What kind of a world are we in where the criminals get to investigate themselves? Where the very people that designed and are executing mass murder across the United States and the world get to parade on TV with fake congressional hearings, pretending to investigate the very crimes they created? Criminals appear before our Congress, which is comprised of criminals themselves. It's all theater. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Well, as I've told you many times, all Congresses of the United States are now exposed for being traitorous sellouts. They've signed all of the laws that have gotten us to where we are today. More contemporary, like the PREP Act, the Emergency Use Authorization Acts, the medical countermeasures. They've been behind every single tool of this mass genocide operation, ushered in by the COVID hoax. But don't take my word for it. Recall Anthony Fauci, who spearheaded billions of dollars into illegal gain-of-function research at Fort Detrick, many biosafety labs around the world, including the Wuhan Institute. Remember those multiple testimonies where you actually witnessed Fauci committing perjury before Congress? And what did they do about it? Absolutely nothing. The past is prologue, my friends. Just as I predicted, fame and money whore Marjorie Taylor Greene, who owns stock, multiple purchases of stock in Gilead Sciences, among many, many others, the company that makes the deadly remdesivir, killing many Americans every day, has certainly held her share of fake dog and pony shows on Capitol Hill, only to do nothing afterwards. No actions, no criminal referrals, no prosecutions, no restrictions on the pharmaceutical companies that are working hand in hand with your government to injure you and to kill you, and making so many hundreds of billions doing it. So today, enter the CEO of EcoHealth Alliance, Dr. Peter Daszak. Well, the pressure was mounting, and the sham COVID Senate Select Committee ran yet another dog and pony show, this time featuring Daszak. Here's a quote from today's hearing. In Daszak's opening remarks included this particular statement, quote, "Our research has direct benefits for the health of the American people," close quote. You all know that now to be a flat out lie. And the guy said it in front of Congress, which means automatically a lie is perjury. This man lied. In fact, if you watch the hearings today, he lied over and over and over again. You will recall when Dr. David Martin exposed Peter Daszak and Fauci and a number of others for the premeditated murder of the American people. Who could forget this presentation? Please roll the tape.
Let's read this, because we have to read this into the record everywhere I go. "Until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and at the emergency threshold, it is often largely ignored. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis," he said, "we need to increase the public understanding for the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process." Sounds like public health? Sounds like the best of humanity? No, ladies and gentlemen, this was premeditated domestic terrorism stated at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015, published in front of them. This is an act of biological and chemical warfare perpetrated on the human race, and it was admitted to in writing that this was a financial heist and a financial fraud. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process.
Premeditated domestic terrorism. Who have I heard that before? The legal analyst Catherine Watt has a fantastic compilation of evidence in her Substack called Bailiwick News. I urge you to read it. The title is The American Bioterrorism Program. Sounds kind of funny, isn't it, to some of you? Wait a minute, my government has a bioterrorism program against me as an American? Yes. Not only did Dr. Martin expose EcoHealth Alliance and DASIC over 3 years ago, actually more than that, but he called it for what it was, a domestic biological warfare program perpetrated on the American people and the rest of the world as collateral damage. In fact, it was because of his work that I brought out the military documents you see here from DARPA, created in 2018. When they were seeking funding to combat the gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. Interesting. This was a program called Project Defuse, D-E-F-U-S-E, and it was initially rejected by DARPA for safety concerns, but then Fauci got it through anyway. I brought this out again in 2022. Clearly, when it became illegal by international treaties and various laws enacted across the world, including some in the United States, that gain of function was to stop. What happened? Fauci pushed it through anyway. For that alone, he should be prosecuted and punished for treason against the people of the United States, because that's what it resulted in. It resulted in bioweapons, multiple bioweapons that have killed millions of Americans. So what the American people should be asking themselves while watching these hearings on Capitol Hill is that, given this evidence and the evidence of where you saw NIH Director Anthony Fauci here getting billions of dollars into gain-of-function research on his own, and with these other criminals in the military leadership and across the private organizations in which the federal government is in bed, how can Congress not immediately shut it all down and defund it? I want to show you something here. Let me bring this up. In this picture, Wuhan Gates. This shows the relationship, and there's so much other evidence of the relationship. It's between Fauci, Wuhan, Ralph Baric, Peter Daszak, EcoHealth Alliance, so many other of these criminal organizations, and Bill Gates, a renegade billionaire who dropped out of college, got lucky through legacy and other sources to become a multi-billionaire, and now is destroying life for humanity, for his own gain, and to further his father's mission of eugenics and depopulation. Look at this, Wuhan Gates, bioweapons dossier, Pentagon and Fauci, 28 secret U.S. labs, lab secrets, dangerous tests with coronavirus, common cold, but making it sound like a big scary thing, and then justifying all that money around it. Also, one other one, sorry. This is a screenshot of numerous awards, billions of dollars given out. See Fauci, see Peter Hotez, that little worm. You see the money given to Daszak. Terrible. Terrible. How can Congress not immediately shut it all down and defund it? Oh, Dr. Jane, they're trying. They're getting the word. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. piss on me and tell me it's raining. You should be raging with that goal in mind. Defund it. Criminalize it. Haul them in for discovery into Congress. They can do it with other things than they want to. I declare today's hearings and all of the hearings in Congress to be a fraud perpetrated on the American people. And you should see this now. These traitors have done nothing about our bleeding open borders. That should be evidence alone that they're not working for you. Nothing. They've done nothing about the extreme numbers of death and damage from the COVID shots. But they did exempt themselves from the shots, didn't they? Wow. Pretty interesting. This is a very dangerous time. Please don't bring forward people you think are heroes. Oh, look at this one, but this one is saying something. And this one, you know, Representative Thomas Massie's pretty busy lately, right? He's proposing these bills for a constitutional amendment so that we can grow our own food. Absurd on its face. Immediate red flag to me. And we already know fame and money whores, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and the whole rest of Jim Jordan. What a phony. What a bunch of phonies. And they're just sort of the face of the entire 535. No shame. No fear of you, the American people. They don't work for you. As much as my colleague Ann Vandersteel will say, they work for us. Not in reality. And they know it. And they know they can get away with it. Because they're paid by a higher, higher up on the food chain. They're not afraid. As long as they do what they're told. As long as they run the theater in D.C. so that you all think something's going to be done. You all think that they care. When was Marjorie Taylor Greene's hearing, her 90th with Malone and Renz and that other suspicious character, Kimberly Biss, who blocked me, never even met her, in D.C.? That was in October, late October of last year, almost a year ago, right? What have you seen? She led the hearing. She got all the evidence, for the millionth time. And everybody said, oh, Dr. Jane, give her a chance. She's doing something. Yeah, she's directing a theater. She hasn't done a thing. And you should be angry about it. Because they just want the clock to run. They just want the clock to run. While they allow poisons in our food, poisons in our water. Look away from the southern border. What? How many millions have come over? That alone should tell you that they're in on it. What did they do when our military members were suffering, were beaten up, were discharged dishonorably for refusing an experimental shot that was illegal, even in the military? It's not unlimited, do anything you want with their bodies. What did Congress do? They exempted themselves from it. They didn't do a thing. A couple of dog and pony shows, a couple of, we're not going to tolerate this. Then they did nothing. And you should be angry because they're liars. Worst of all, they're traitors. They're traitors to the United States Constitution, to our nation, and to our people. When I return, I'm going to show you President Trump's role in this COVID hoax. You don't want to miss this. Be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Well, welcome back to the second segment of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show tonight. I am reviewing the hearing that occurred today on Capitol Hill with the president of EcoHealth Alliance, the war criminal, Dr. Peter Daszak. And what did Peter Daszak do when I recently called him out on social media? He had the audacity to appear on Twitter and start discussing the COVID hoax and his gain-of-function bioweapons, which he called that research a benefit to Americans. He did what any criminal would do. He cowered in fear. He blocked me to avoid other people from seeing that he was getting called out. And he blocked a lot of other people, too. I urge you to watch these hearings in their entirety and consider the evidence brought forth by numerous pharmaceutical and legal investigators, such as myself and former pharmaceutical executive Sasha Latapova from Team Enigma. Also, legal analyst Catherine Watt, who's done an incredible job. And witness for yourself the countless lies and in the testimonies of all of these perpetrators over and over and over again. Tonight's show is a further expose of the fraud that is currently being foisted upon the American people by our own government, and more particularly, the phony bought and paid for frauds, all 535 of them, on Capitol Hill. Yes, hearing after hearing and no action. The pharmaceutical industry is running wild with no oversight, still making billions while contributing to the death and destruction of the American citizen, the American economy, and feeding us all into a potential global tyrannical government. No one can claim ignorance 4 years later. Take a look at this. In September 2019, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that accomplished two things. First, it consolidated all of the Alphabet agencies under the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. Gee, what could go wrong with that? Well, when your military leadership is actually running a DOD mass genocide operation, this collates all of the resources and collects all of the people so that everybody will follow suit, right? Gets them to, you know, take it all in and become part of it. Public health was immediately co-opted by this and weaponized against the American public. Not only was there no pandemic, but there was no rapidly mutating, dangerous virus out of nowhere. But this was used as the pretext for the power grab and the money heist. Secondly, and just as dangerous, Trump's executive order ushered in the very gain of function research and products, the bioweapons, that were previously deemed illegal by international treaty and laws. And it brought forward dangerous biological weapons. If Trump didn't know, then he's an irresponsible leader. And if he claims he does not know it 4 years later, how do you accept that? Oh, 6D chess? Guys, try harder. Try harder. This is so obvious to the American public that he is 180 degrees in the opposite direction, in spite of being booed, in spite of countless pundits and shows like myself calling it out over and over again. Don't buy it. I don't buy it. No one is that sheltered. And I also have it on personal knowledge that several of my colleagues and contacts that you would recognize, very well-known people in the health freedom effort and mission right now, have personally met with President Trump to lay out all of this truth, including a lot of the evidence that I've put forth in presentations across the country. Here is a very key portion of that executive order, and this is taken from the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigation, directly from Anthony Fauci's testimony about 2 months later regarding Trump's executive order. These are documents and these are statements that are all in the public domain. Now, in recognition, this is how the quote goes, because they're talking about complaining about, you know, the egg-based vaccines. It's too slow, it's too costly. Okay, so the statement is, in recognition of these limitations, and like I said, meaning complaining about previous processes for creating vaccines, the quote goes on to say, the president signed the executive order on modernizing influenza vaccines to promote national security on September 19th, 2019. Public health was weaponized. I'm going to break from the quote for a moment. Public health was weaponized for your health. It's national security. Oh, really? Okay, so you're kind of tying that in our minds as there's another country out there that's threatening the United States, and what it's going to do is poison with biological weapons your citizenry. So you're going to step in and you're going to prepare something to prevent that thing from working? When we now know that it is actually the U.S. government itself that developed those weapons. Okay, the statement goes on to say, broadly, the executive order directs BARDA, CDC, NIH, and FDA to accelerate the adoption of improved influenza vaccine technologies in alignment with the goals of the executive order, NIAID, National Institute for Allergies and Immunology, is conducting and supporting research to develop state-of-the-art vaccine platform technologies that could be used, could be. They were in development for years before that, liars, that could be used to develop universal influenza vaccines, as well as to promote the speed and agility of the influenza vaccine process, manufacturing process. And here's the money shot. Ready? Quote, these platform technologies include DNA, messenger RNA, virus-like S particles, vector, and, ready? Everybody sitting down? Quote, self-assembling nanoparticle vaccines. This is the very gain of function that was previously prohibited because it only results in human biological weapons, which are only designed to murder human beings. So ask yourself, how can this Congress conduct these hearings and fail to make criminal referrals, fail to create criminal tribunals, fail to defund hundreds of DOD and HHS-related programs and agencies? DHS, excuse me, Department of Homeland Security. Oh, but Health and Human Services is in there too, but not as an authority. How can Congress not stop these companies from doing business across the United States? A lot of people are saying, well, Dr. Jane is against suing Pfizer. I'm not against anything with Pfizer. Get off your horses and your lies. I think Pfizer should be stripped of doing business in the United States. I think it should be criminally fined hundreds of billions of dollars to put it out of business. Not class action suits where a million of you jump on, you get a 2 years, 10 years later, you get a check for $1.50. Meanwhile, Pfizer and Moderna and all these other companies are going along. Oh yeah, we'll see you in court. They're going along making billions and billions and billions, and nothing really changes. Yeah, I'd rather go that path too if I was Pfizer. So don't tell me, and don't let anybody tell you, that Dr. Jane doesn't believe in the full force of justice against Pfizer and all these companies. But these companies are now part of your government. And it's futile to think that you're going to get real justice by suing them. There are other ways to take them down, get all their money, and give that to a vaccine or injury injection compensation. So back to the question, how can Congress not? How do they fail to stop these companies from doing business across the United States? Well, the answer is very simple. Very simple. The answer is because they're paid not to do any of those things. They're paid to conduct theater for you while allowing all of it to just roll along. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an attack or bashing of any of these leaders for the sake of it. Oh, you're just bashing. You're just attacking. How is truth, bringing forward evidence, previous statements of the very people themselves, how does that get twisted into an attack? Like it's a personal attack. Because you don't want to look at what the evidence really is. And it's not an attack on President Trump. It's a call to action to all of them. It's a call for you to demand accountability. Failing to hold these leaders to account for what they've done, for what they should have done, for what they should have understood, we got it. How come they didn't get it 4 years later? Holding them accountable for what they've said, what they've promised, and for faking, for pretending not to understand the effect this has had on the American people is probably the most dangerous thing going forward for our nation's survival. No one is above the moral laws of God. No one is above the common law given to us by God. Everyone is accountable for what they have done, for what they have said, and for what they have ignored, particularly from a position of leadership, because they have the public trust. They are entrusted. So rather than a knee-jerk reflective reaction to hate me or reprimand me for stating the truth, I didn't make the truth. I didn't fake the truth. Turn outward. Turn out to your leaders. Demand more, demand better. Your lives and the lives of your children and all your loved ones depends on this. Please remember to follow me on Twitter and Telegram. You can find all of my shows on Rumble at rumble.com/drjaneruby. And please support all my vendors. I take no sponsorship money from any companies at all, so no one controls what I say, which is what ensures that I only bring you truth in medicine. That's it for tonight's show. Thank you for being with me. God bless you all, and good night, everyone.